After months of waiting, it's become clear that Paris-based Reporters Without Borders has no intention of condemning the West campaign to censor Iranian news organizations. Reporters Without Borders has repeatedly refused Press TV's requests for an interview. A spokesperson did say their lack of a public position is because they don't have enough information and that the situation is just one of many they are working on. This claim, coming 5 months after French satellite broadcaster Eutelsat first banned Press TV, seems insincere, as RWB is fast enough to broadcast real-time updates of alleged free speech abuses on their website. Many say it's clear that while RWB pretentiously claims to defend all journalists, it only protects the journalists it prefers.
Organizations like Reporters Without Borders, 1 year ago, they were shocked when the Kurdish television Roj TV has been taken out of the air. Today, Reporters Without Borders, they don't say anything about the Eutelsat decision to take off Press TV from the air or Hispan TV from the air. This is at least very hypocritical.
Reporters Without Borders isn't the only Western-based press freedom group that has willfully ignored the censorship of Iranian media, but there are major press organizations which do live up to their lofty declarations.
Our organization is very clear. We have a very clear position. Censorship is not a useful tool for advancing free speech. Other organizations, we have to explain their position, but ours is very clear. And this is a very long-standing position. You allow people to make up their minds and in a debate which is open and where everybody can express their views, however controversial they may be.
Some analysts say the efforts to censor Iranian media could be in line with the belligerent policies of some Western countries, which may be preparing for a war with Iran. Since the beginning of the colonial era, launching wars against other countries requires propaganda and misinformation efforts to secure the public's approval. But viewers will have to interpret for themselves the curious silence of Reporters Without Borders. Many speculate that Reporters Without Borders is remaining silent because they want to aid the West's often discussed war on Iran. Such politically motivated behavior would mean that Reporters Without Borders has decided to attack and manipulate press freedom, not defend it. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.